Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington. Each week, we have a chance to talk with a different community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And I'm really happy this morning to have with us our good friend, Tyler Gerzinski from Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Central Indiana.
Hey, Denise, how's it going? Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, yeah. No, good to see you. So we're about 3 weeks away from your really big event, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. We're about 3 weeks away right now from Bowl for Kids' Sake. This is our 32nd year of it. So we're it's been a long running event in our community. And this year is a little extra special than normal because last year we had everything called off right before it was supposed to happen due to COVID. And now we're trying to come back better than ever with a good event, not only for our community team, sponsors, everyone's that's involved, but also we want to make sure to raise a lot of money for the kids that really need our help right now. It's been a long year for everyone, and it's still a big effect on the youth. So we want to make sure we can help them out in as many ways as we can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And of course, you know, as you mentioned, it's been really rough on lots of folks, but especially the kids in the community have had it really difficult with changes in schooling and not being able to see friends and do normal activities that they usually would. So I think you're right. That sounds like they could use that support more than ever.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is a higher need for mentorship for youth now than there's ever been. They're, you know, with the kids being in and out of school, and even, you know, if they are back in school, things aren't how they used to be. They need someone that's there for them, able to step up, you know, help them in some of those areas where they might have had help in the past or they might not have at all. We need to make sure that we're helping these kids reach their best possible futures. And the way we do that is by having volunteers for them to mentor and really get them on that path.
Mm-hmm. And so with doing that, and then I would imagine, too, that they're all volunteers. Who are you doing your mentoring?
That is correct. Yep. All of our bigs are local volunteers, whether from the community, or we also have students at IU, faculty members at IU that volunteer as well. So we get, everyone can get involved in Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and a great way to get introduced to that is through our Bowl for Kids' Sake event.
So talk to us a little bit more about Bowl for Kids' Sake. How does it work? What is it?
Yeah, so Bowl for Kids' Sake is an event that we host in the community where it's literally what it sounds like. It's a bowling event that is for the sake of the children, the kids. So what we do each year is we get teams together, and those teams consist of local businesses, coworkers, either on the same team or maybe competing across departments. Church groups, local recreational groups that people might be a part of, and then just friends and family as well that like to get involved for a good cause and some fun as well. So leading up to the event, they sign up for their team on our website, which I'm going to plug, which is bigsindiana.org/BFKS2K21. On there, they register. It's a quick and easy process. It would take less than 5 minutes to get on there and register. And then leading up to the event, they're, you know, spreading the word that they're participating in this. What we do at Big Brothers, Big Sisters, through our mentoring relationships, they're raising a little bit of money. And in return, they get to come to one of our bowling sessions, which this year we have 9 of them. And they come and participate in a couple games of bowling, maybe grab some food at the alley. It's a real fun atmosphere. It's laid back. It's not an uptight fundraising event that many people might think of. This is more of an event where we're trying to get everyone from all different walks of life in the community involved. And the best part is when you have a lot of people all working together, it helps raise a big total, which benefits the kids. It's our largest fundraiser each year.
So I'm assuming you don't have to hit a strike every time. The gutter balls are okay too.
Yeah, that's right. The score isn't the big issue for this event. It's more about, you know, having fun and helping out the kids along.
Excellent. Now you mentioned too that there are 9 sessions. So, are we spreading out? Is this a COVID thing, or
Yeah, it's a mix of where we want to make sure we have a safe atmosphere for everyone. And then we also want to just make it more convenient for more people to get involved. So traditionally, we've had sessions on a Saturday and Sunday. But this year, we're having our traditional sessions on May 15th on that Saturday at 12, 2, and 4. And then Sunday, that following Sunday, the 16th, we are having sessions at 2 and 4. But then new this year, we're also having sessions on Tuesday, the 18th at 5:30 and 7:30, and Thursday, the 20th at 5:30 and 7:30. And those sessions allow for people, if they want to maybe do something after work with some of their coworkers or their friends, if they don't necessarily want to take a chunk out of their Saturday or Sunday to come bowl, something they could do after they get off work, maybe get the kids settled and all that stuff. They could come over to the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And have a good time. So this is our first year doing that. So I'm interested to see how it goes. But from the teams that we've had signed up so far, we've had good engagement with those dates. So I'm hoping that those turn out well. Maybe that's something we could do continuing going forward.
Great. So do you usually have a mix? You mentioned businesses. Do you get a mix of like organizations or families, or who puts teams together?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, it's a big old mix. We have I would say the majority of them might be businesses within the community, and within those businesses, if they have different departments, like for example, if there's like, might have the accounting department, like wanting to beat out the HR department and their fundraising and then their bowling, which I always find kind of funny. But then like you mentioned as well, we have organizations, and those organizations are as young as some high schools and middle school clubs that get involved. All the way up to, you know, different organizations within town, whether it be some of the different clubs that, you know, the adults within the community participate in, they sign up and get involved. And then also we have a good mix of just people that are friends within town. They might be in the recreational sports. This is a good opportunity for them to get involved in bowling, which I always find to be a fun game. And then they know that their participation helps in the long run with the kids.
So it sounds like there could be a little bit of friendly trash talking involved here.
Yeah, a little bit. We try to keep it as clean as possible. But yeah, you get a little, and that's good. Friendly competition. It breeds better outcomes. So that's what we're looking for. And, you know, if people, and with that being said, we do. Each year we have trophies and plaques that we hand out for top fundraisers. For anybody that hasn't participated in Bowl for Kids' Sake before, we have a Rookie Rockstar Award for the newcomer of the year, basically. But yeah, we got a bunch of different awards, and we hand those out yearly to those teams. And it's nice when, you know, I'm going around town and I might go to some of those places. They have it displayed in their office somewhere, and it's cool to see that they're wearing that as a badge of honor.
There you go. Do teams usually set individual goals or team fundraising goals? How does that part work?
Yeah. So how our teams are set up is it's an individual team member paired with their team. So we got a really good system that tracks all that stuff. So individuals could raise their own money and it's tracked on their own page, but from that page, it's connected to their team page. So it transfers right over there and it shows what each individual member's doing, what the team's doing as a whole. And then, you can see all that come together. Teams typically set their goals anywhere, if it's an individual, 500 to 1,000, and then teams might set their goals about 750 to however high they want to go. If they're fairly ambitious, that's awesome. And if not, that's, you know, we're any support we could get, little or small, makes a big difference for us, you know, as we go throughout the year.
And this is your biggest fundraising event, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is our big one. We, you know, we have a couple ones throughout the year where people in the community are more than welcome to get involved. But if there's a longstanding event that you want to make, you want to get involved with, something that, you know, will actually make an impact, this is a great event to do that. It's one of the longest running fundraisers, not only in Bloomington, but in the Big Brothers Big Sisters National Network. We're one of the longest running Bowl for Kids' Sakes in that network across the country. So it's a well-established event with people coming back every year, and we want new people to get involved every year too.
And as a nonprofit, I would imagine this help contribute to operating support, or what else does this help?
Yeah, so operations, definitely. This helps us in our recruitment, which is a big point of emphasis for us right now. We're able to get out to more places. We're able to provide better amenities for the children, for the bigs. Our support staff does an amazing job. We want to make sure we're equipping them with the proper materials, guidelines to follow. And as you know, COVID has taken a tough hit on everyone this last year, us included. We're lucky that during that time, you know, there wasn't a single day where any of our staff stopped working. You know, it was a difficult time to get through, and we want to make sure that in 2021 and beyond, we're bouncing back, because it's our goal each year to raise our numbers, serve more kids than we did the previous year. And we're determined to reach that goal. We're just looking for some help from the community. So there's plenty of ways to do that. Bowl for Kids' Sake, obviously. We also have, a couple, at the actual event, we have different like prizes, different raffles that we do. So it's great to see all that get involved.
No, it sounds definitely like a lot of fun. And when a team comes to go bowling, how do they sign up for a time slot, or how long are they bowling?
Right. So they will sign up on that webpage, which is bigsindiana.org/BFKS2K21. And on that page, after they get signed up, they'll hear from yours truly. I'll reach out, reserve a bowling time for them. Like I said, we have those 9 different times, so we really have something that works for everyone's schedule. And we also try to accommodate, since these teams are helping us out, we want to accommodate as much as possible. So if a team's got, 15 people on it, and they want to, it may work out for 5 of them to be at one, 10 to be another one, we could work around that. We want to make it as easy as possible, since we're getting the help from the community. We want to show that we're working with you as well to reach these goals.
No, that's great. No, it sounds like a lot of fun. And is there a deadline for signing up?
So the deadline for signing up would be just 2 days before that first event of May 15th. So you have up until that Thursday, Friday before. And to be honest, if somebody gives me a ring like, hey, we want to participate, if you're showing a willingness to support the kids, we'll find a spot for you at one of those sessions. Signups are open. Right now is our big time recruiting those teams, pushing for people to get signed up. So anybody listening within the community, I could promise you this is an amazing opportunity to help out the kids that we have, but also something fun to do. We've been cooped up in our homes, in our offices for well over a year now. This is a great time to get out there, do something fun. We're being as safe as humanly possible. We're following not only county, city guidelines. Bowling Alley has some instituted as well. We're cleaning up between sessions. We're having space between lanes. So we promise the community that this will be a safe atmosphere that anyone could get involved with.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are doing a great job with that.
Thank you. Yeah, we're trying to cover our bases. There's a lot to remember, but I got a good checklist here, so I'll keep following it.
So if somebody wants to help and doesn't necessarily, bowling's not their thing, or they will be out of town that day, how else can they make a direct contribution to Bowl for Kids' Sake without participating? Talk about that a little.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're always looking for support. So if you can't get involved, but you're inspired by our mission, which I personally think the lifelong impacts of mentorship can't be measured with what comes for these children, putting them on the good path going forward. If they are interested in supporting that mission that we have here, they could visit the website I mentioned earlier, or just our main one in general, bigsindiana.org. Click on that donate button and send us a little support. We promise you that money goes to good work, and it goes to good work immediately. Like I mentioned, we're trying to recruit as many kids, as many volunteers as possible. We have goals set, and we're determined to reach those goals. We put our donor dollars to work, and we'll make sure that we stay on that correct path.
And Tyler, how have you found that being little has helped the kids that participate in, not just in the event, of course, but over the year? What kind of impact do bigs in your organization have on these littles?
It's like I mentioned, it's pretty unmeasurable. It's crazy to see You know, we serve any child from any walk of life, but the vast majority of the children we serve typically have adverse childhood experiences that they're facing, whether it's in the home, outside influence, those type of things. They're facing that on a daily basis. And unfortunately, it is a real problem in Monroe and Owen County, both counties that we serve. So our bigs are able to step up in those roles where they might just be, all these kids are good kids that we serve. They're just, you know, outside influences have an effect on them. And they're maybe missing that one person that's, you know, like an inspirational figure or somebody that can help them out just through, you know, daily activities, daily advice, you know, just somebody there to support them and be in their corner. That's where our big step up. It's incredible to see that our volunteers buy in once they find out truly what goes into each match and the impacts that they can make. It's, you know, it's inspiring for them, and they're determined to make sure that they make a positive impact so they can help those kids, you know, go forward. If we are able to help our youth when they're young, before they reach adulthood, make sure they're on that path, we save so many other issues that might arise once they reach adulthood. We're not only a mentoring agency, but we're a preventative agency as well. And that aspect of making sure that we're getting to these children at a young age, we're able to have positive influences on our life. And then once they reach young adulthood, they're becoming contributing members to our community. They stay in our community. They work in our businesses that we have here in town. Mm-hmm. So it really is a 360 investment with Big Brothers Big Sisters, that if you invest in these children at a young age, the returns that we're going to get as a community and what they're going to contribute are vastly larger than what your initial support is.
What kind of activities, if, you know, say you're a big, how often do bigs meet with their littles, and what kind of stuff do they do?
Yeah, so it varies kind of based on the match, but I would say on average, they're meeting on average maybe 2 to 4 times a month. And during those activities, they're helping out with, you know, if it's during the school year, they might be helping out a little bit with homework, but, you know, they're also doing fun activities as well, where they're going out playing sports, going to the parks, maybe taking a walk down the Beeline Trail, seeing movies, those type of things. But they've been real creative for the past year as well. They found, you know, some virtual ways to get involved with, you know, video chat that they might do, any sort of online games, those type of things. So it's been cool to see our volunteers, you know, we've provided some ideas, but they've really taken a hold of that and found new ways to get involved. But yeah, it's really cool to see these things, because what our bigs can provide are some experiences that, you know, these children might not have anybody to do with, and having that, you know, means the world to them as well.
And have you any good stories that you can share with us?
I think you know, some great ones that we've had just within the last year here are children that, you know, come into our program and they have, you know, their teachers or counselors might, you know, see some potential in them, but there's something holding them back in their life. You know, whether it, but it's not their fault necessarily of those things that are holding them back. So we had a big that, you know, went to IU. He was helping out his little, you know, really get invested in his schoolwork. You know, the little might have made decent grades, but didn't necessarily put all the effort or time into it. Having somebody that you can mirror yourself after at a young age really can make you see, like, wow, if I dedicate, you know, myself just a little bit in these areas, I could really, you know, this is somebody that I could be like when I'm older. This is a person that works at IU. They've done a great job in their mentorship. And this child that we had ended up making honor roll in high school, ended up getting accepted in the IU.
Wow.
So they're, you know, they're on a career path now where they are lined up for success. Somebody that wants to stay in this community, live in this community, that's going to give back to the community at the end here. So and that's just one of, you know, hundreds of stories that we have at our agency of people that are, you know, our volunteers do an amazing job day in and day out, helping the small things make the biggest difference in the end. And just being there on a day-to-day basis really helps these children out.
Do you have a waiting list for bigs right now?
So we have a waiting list for our children that is backed up, but we are definitely looking for volunteers mm-hmm. for those children. Living in a college town like Bloomington, you know, it's great during the semester to have the, you know, students here that could serve as our bigs. But unfortunately, right around this time of year is when they're all heading back home. So we are really looking for community members, both in Monroe and Owen County, that are willing mm-hmm. to step up and be a volunteer with us. We have, like I said, we have a large pool. They come from IU. I would say roughly anywhere from 40 to 50% of our volunteers. And when they go away, our volunteer pool, you know, really drains down. So that's mm-hmm. why we need people within the community. If you have a little free time, dedicating yourself to helping out is an incredibly rewarding experience. We hear nothing but great words from our bigs on not only what they're able to do, but what, you know, the littles do for them as well. I encourage anybody that is listening to this, actually, this week on our Facebook, we're having our Celebration of the Match event, which is highlighting our bigs of mm-hmm. the year and all the matches that are coming to a positive close. And you'll see quotes from our bigs that are not necessarily what they did for the little, but the impact that the little had mm-hmm. on them. As a volunteer, you are helping out that mm-hmm. child, but it's also an eye-opening experience for you, learning different backgrounds, ways of living and everything, mm-hmm. and what it means to, you know, help others within the community. Mm-hmm. It's all for the greater good. And we feel like we're, you know, a foundation of getting there.
It sounds like some of these relationships last for a while then, from what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have, you know, we look for at least a year commitment out of our mm-hmm. volunteers. And like I said, that's on that 2 to 4 times a month basis. Mm-hmm. So for at least a year, but our average match length is hovering around 30 months, which is, about 2.5 years of that. We've had matches that have lasted, you know, 5, 10. We've even had a match that went all the way from when the child was in kindergarten until he graduated high school, which mm-hmm. I believe is 12 or 13 years. So the commitment's mm-hmm. awesome that we get from our volunteers. But yeah, we're looking for at least about a year in there. And then from there, it's kind of up to the big on what they would like to do. But the vast majority of them keep through it. It's not as large of a commitment as someone might think on the surface. Mm-hmm. It's like I always say with you, Denise, it's about the quality of the impacts that you're making, not necessarily the quantity of being there every mm-hmm. single day.
And it sounds fabulous, and being that one more supportive adult in a young person's life.
Absolutely.
So if someone's listening is interested, how do you become a big?
Yeah. So you'll visit our website, bigsindiana.org/volunteer, or you could just go to our homepage and click on the volunteer tab, either or. But the /volunteer will get you right to the page. You'll fill out a quick questionnaire asking for your name, email, stuff like that. And then one of our great match support people will be in contact with you shortly after. You go through the process of an orientation and training. They do an interview to gauge your interest, what type of child you'd like to work with, and they pair you up whatever's compatible best with what the child and then the parent and guardian are looking for their child. And then they're matched from there. And each month our match support is having checkup calls to ensure quality, to make sure that if anything is going wrong in the match, that they're able to help right away. So it's not something that lingers around. They have great methods of making sure that these matches are on the right path and that they stay together for at least that year and typically beyond.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds fabulous. And it sounds like there's need right now, too.
Absolutely. Yes, we definitely need volunteers. So anybody that is listening to this, if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, a great way to get introduced to our agency and what we're all about is attending Bowl for Kids' Sake, getting involved that way, seeing, you know, just a little, how a little work could go a long way. Mm-hmm. You check us out there, see what we have going on. Mm-hmm. We'll have plenty of information at the event about volunteer work that we do, the impacts that are made through the agency, statistics, those mm-hmm. type of stuff. So if you are interested, you can check out our website. You can come to our event. We're happy to talk to you anytime.
Tyler, thank you so much for being with us this morning, for all that great information. And if you're listening out there, check out Bowl for Kids Steak, help support the kids, and maybe you'll decide to be a big.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me. And everyone, that is bigsindiana.org/BFKS2K21.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Tyler, again. And this has been another edition of Watching Bloomington, and we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.